Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Rod Northam joining us there from Scone with After All That, lining up in a benchmark 88 race. Really competitive race, as he mentioned. Test the World is there, 58.5. Talking with Jack Bruce from the Bjorn Baker stable this morning. They're a bit unsure which race Test the World and Redouble will line in. They're both in two races, the same races. Test the World, Bjorn is looking at either putting winkers or blinkers on the horse to help her over the concluding stages. She's top weight in this race, or nearly top weight, I should mention. Bonhomie is there at 60. Test the World, Dissolute, Easy Eddie, all on 58.5. And After All That is on 56.5. It's a really competitive race. And Jason Deemer is online, the trainer of Bonhomie. How are you, Jace?
Yeah, good, thanks, Andrew.
Just before I talk about the horse, mate, we had you on radio a couple of Saturdays ago and you won it again, and then Richard Haynes mentioned your foot. What happened there, mate?
Oh, yeah, about 7 weeks ago now. One jumped on my foot at Ramit Races one day. Yeah, and just broke in a couple of places.
Is it all right now? Is it improving?
Yeah, it's slowly getting there. Yeah, I should be back in the saddle in the new year.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll take it easy over Christmas. Just going through these weights, mate, are you committed to running with the 60 kilos in this race?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, for this time of the year, off-season, it really is a strong race, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is, yeah. There's some handy horses there, and they're usually going to be a bit quiet over the Christmas New Year period, but no, not this weekend.
I guess, you know, you're in a good spot. He's won his last two, and that's why you've got 60 kilos.
Yeah, they'll... handicapper, they don't miss you. They want to keep putting you up pretty quick. And, but no, he's probably earned it now. Yeah, he's got the 60 kilos, and Glenn Schofield will ride him again.
I'm just looking at your ratings, mate. So back in May, you had a rating of 79.77. You won your first up, you've gone to 82, and then that Rose Hill benchmark 88 the other day, you've now gone to 88.
Yes.
Yeah, so I guess that's... I mean, the one thing you can take, Jason, is that everyone's impressed just how the horse is going, Bonhomie.
Yeah, this time in, he's really come back, probably and showing his best, back to how he was two preps ago. It's good to see him back because we had a few offers last time from Hong Kong to sell him, and now he's a little bit tempted, but most of them said no, so luckily for me, they kept the horse with me, and he's come back and proved him right.
Any offer from Hong Kong's normally tempting, mate.
Yeah, I mean, so they're very tempted, but luckily for me, they decided to keep the horse with me.
Mate, he just seems to be in the right place right now, doesn't he? He's finding the top of the ground, and he's really letting down so nicely.
Yeah, he had a good long spell after his last prep, and I think that was probably the key, because during that spell, he got about 20 to 30 kilos heavier, and most of it is muscle. Like, he's a very strong horse now, and I think that's what's helping him. You know, he's got that bit of strength behind him, he's just putting it all together.
Yeah, and obviously Glenn Schofield, who you mentioned will ride this week, was suitably impressed the other day.
Yeah, he was. He was obviously impressed with his first... From when he first saw the horse in the enclosure, he was impressed by the look of him. And obviously after the race, he was more impressed. And yeah, his manager was on the phone straight away Monday morning to see if he could keep the ride.
Okay, well, that's always a good line. I mean, he's very capable. You mentioned earlier this year, you know, he ran in the provincial championship. Are you already thinking of something around the autumn time?
No, not at the moment. Just taking it race by race. Obviously, if he can win again or be unlucky on Saturday, might try and raise the bar with him again.
Yep.
But, you know, we'll just keep stepping along. You know, this prize money in Sydney every Saturday is, you know, it's unbelievable, really. So there's no need to sort of probably aim higher at this stage. Just try and take him through his grade.
And, mate, how many do you train there at Newcastle?
We've got 12 in work here. That's, you know, just about full for us. You know,
yep.
It's just a nice number that we like to have. Usually I'm riding work, and I have a few other people helping me ride work and on the ground. So, yeah, it's just a nice number I'd like to have, and I could have more, but I just like to keep it around this number. It's a good size for me.
And outside Bonhomie, I mean, you've had a couple of recent winners at Tuncurry and Taree that, you know, your stable's ticking over well at the moment.
Yeah, you know, we get a few, not many city winners like Bon and me, but, yeah, most of them are in the country provincial area, but, you know, it doesn't matter where you go. It's always good to win and keep donors happy, and that's all we've got to do.
Yeah, it was good the other day. Yesterday, the deal is done. Gee, finished off good.
Yeah, she's there's three people that are in Bon and me that are also in the deal is done. So, yeah, she's come along well this time in. The first one was a bit disappointing, but the last two runs have been very impressive, and yesterday was super. She's come from a long way back.
Yeah, a long way back.
Away pretty easy.
Yeah. Well, mate, keep it going. Hopefully that foot gets better over time, that you obviously enjoy riding, still riding the horses.
Yeah, I still like getting on them and being out there with the boys and girls riding work. It's good fun.
Yeah.
Still got to get that adrenaline rush. Going fast.
Yeah, understand that.
Yeah, it's good fun.
There's many of us that would like to enjoy that. The most asked question after a big group one is, how did that feel? You know, I think there's only that sensation, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. That's good.
Good on you, Jace. Good luck with the week, Bonhomie. We look forward to seeing the horse in this Benchmark 88 race on Saturday at Warwick Farm.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, Jace. Good on you. Jason Deemer joining us there.